For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Bump, bump, bump. You know, I saw some water. I'd never been to Beaver Fork Lake.
Oh, yeah, in Conway. How was that?
That was fantastic. What a neat little setup.
Well,
I grew up in Hot Springs and got all the lakes that are there, and I haven't been to very many of them in the last many years, but that one right there has got a nice little sand volleyball. It's got some things for kids to play on. It was really a neat area.
Yeah. Is it, if I'm leaving from Little Rock to Conway, is it first, second, or third exit to get to it?
Is it the
Salem?
You can go either. You can go either. You can either go Salem.
That's the one we took.
Or you can go 65. You can go to the east side going 65. If you want to go like the park area, you take the Salem.
Small lake. Yeah. Smaller lake.
Well, I didn't go out and watch. I don't know. I didn't read up on it. I just went out there and we were there. Sam Shepard, a fellow from a few years ago from Dardanelle, Arkansas, on American Idol, who had at least made it to Hollywood. He came. He did all the performing. But I met some folks. Here's some youngsters that listen to us. Now, it's Zachary and Vincent Lewing. But to their friends like me, it's Zach and Vinny. Zachary and Vincent Lewing. L-E-W-I-N-G. They're youngsters that listen to us on their school bus. They said that they'd be able to listen to us on their school bus when they were doing that. So thank you to those fellas for stopping by. It was a fun time. It was a fun time.
609ers are everywhere.
Yeah, they are. They are. What did they said? I'm 6:15 today. It's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Eric Brandon, I met him at Doe's the other day, and he goes, 609er. As I was walking out the door, Eric Brandon, 609er.
That's what Samantha commented.
It happens in everywhere.
Isn't that crazy?
Everywhere.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Roger, we mentioned it at the top of the hour, and Chris, in case you didn't hear it, crazy week this week for us. Tonight, we'll be going over to the Arkansas State Trooper Training Lodge, where the troopers who train to be troopers, or the young men who train to be troopers, stay for like, I think, a month or two months. I don't know how long the training is, but they had this new lodge that the foundation built, no taxpayer money, and it's super nice. It's the nicest in the country. We're spending the night. We're testing out everything tonight.
You're going to go through some of the drills and
exercises? No, we're testing out the toilets.
Oh.
And we're just making sure everything works well.
You are testing the appliances.
That's right.
And the toilets. Okay,
so we'll
wonderful.
Be over there tonight. And then Wednesday we go down to Mena. So I'll just tell you, our trip to Jones Barbecue, I made a post yesterday talking about how, you know, Roger, we were reading. This is about history. You know, you're really not going there just to get a sandwich. You're part of history. I think it's been around 119 years, and you know, when that thing started,
same family.
Yeah. It's the oldest business that's owned by a black family that's operating in the country, and so we go, hey, no big deal on that. Well, you know, they were lynching blacks back. Roger went back 17 documented cases of KKK members lynching black people from 1880 to about 1919. So that you put that in the mix with. They're trying to run this business. And anyway, I think of the 150,000 impressions on social media that people just love reading that story. And
just on your post.
Just on my post.
Wow.
150,000.
Wow.
In one day. So what we're learning, Roger, we've gone to, you know, Camden, the White House Cafe, the Ohio Club, is that all these places you've been around 100 years, there's so many stories and so many, like, yeah, my dad took me there, whatever. And so it's really been a cool experience.
My granddad.
Yeah, so Mena, as we mentioned, Mena, you tell all you folks down there, tell them text that we're coming.
And hell's coming with us,
as we sit in Tombstone.
Where are you going, Mena?
It's the Skyline Cafe. It's open, okay. I think, let's see how many years it's been open. Looks like 104 years, opened in 1922. So, listen, I know there are a couple out there that are not on our list, and then we also, Roger, got to go to the Dixie Pig in Blytheville. That's 103 years old, but it's been interesting to be a part of that. So, we've enjoyed it. And then we go to our first NASCAR experience in the pits, in the garage, Roger. Mm-hmm. And Christian and Chris, we are doing the NASCAR experience with a former NASCAR team owner.
Ooh.
And it's going to be, and his son is actually driving. Why is that doing that, Rog?
Doing what?
Why can we not hearing any music?
I think it's going to hit.
Great question.
Just a
no, it's not.
It's supposed to hit right now.
So that's why I pay attention to the clock, boys.
Okay. Good job, Bess.
Yeah. What's we're going to hit? 58 what to go to
58-40.
58-40. Yeah, and so seconds. We're going to be able to go to Atlanta. It's the Echo Park Speedway, the old Atlanta Motor Speedway. Anyway, my best friend, my dad's best friend's son is driving for Earnhardt Jr. Saturday night.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, and Roger's right. We're going to get NASCAR overdose Saturday and Sunday and do the show Monday from Atlanta. Then we come back, and then we go to Texas for Frisco for the Cliff Harris Award at the Star.
Hello.
Yeah. It's
and it's football season.
It's go time. Yeah, and then we go to SEC Media Days not long after that. So, anyway, don't go away. A lot more to come. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. It is 7 o'clock.